You're listening to Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday morning. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, actually traveling at this hour to the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City. So I called yesterday to talk with Jackie Vakes from Stuart Peterson about the release of the USDA numbers yesterday morning and the impact they may have longer term on the marketplace. She now joins us. Jackie, thank you so much for recording early for your mid-morning report. Report on this Wednesday. I do appreciate that. Let's go through some of the numbers. I think the corn was the one that surprised most folks. The change was actually pretty dramatic for the ending stocks. Can you tell me how we added 199 million bushels back into the till?
Well, you know, of course, we came in and you know, the last in October, we were at 13,555,000,000. Now we went up almost 100 million bushels, you know, and that's a significant amount of increase in production itself. I think it shocked all of us in some respects, but not as much as, I don't know. They trimmed their forecast for ethanol by 75 million bushels. They cut their exports by 50 million bushels. They did increase our feed and residual use by 25 million bushels. You know, so basically, that's where we ended up. You know, they couldn't justify continuing to keep ethanol where it was, nor did I expect that they could justify to keep exports where they are. When you look at what's going on across the world, and especially you know, down in Argentina, and the exchange rate, you know, the U.S. dollar continues to climb. So I think all of it makes, from a purely economic standpoint, sense. We did lose 15 cents for our average cash price on corn. We lost 25 cents, excuse me, on beans. And everything stayed the same on wheat. But I think that this was coming. We had to have this happen at some point in time. You know, that residual and feed number is a number that we see move around quite a bit until they have a better handle on what has been going on. And so I wasn't surprised by the changes in ethanol or exports, but it's certainly disappointed a lot of people, and it painted a darker picture than what we would have liked to have seen.
I've had many discussions with you on air about the dollar and the real, the competitiveness of commodities on the world stage and where China would import commodities from. It appears that USDA has decided that they may very well turn to South America more than they have in the past, and mentioned that actually in the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report.
You know, the U.S. dollar continues to climb today, yesterday, the day before. And I think, you know, they're counting on the idea that the Fed is going to raise the rates in December. I don't think that's probably going to happen. But more importantly is what may happen down in Argentina. On the 22nd, we have the runoff election. And Marcy, who is the mayor of Buenos Aires and calls himself the farmer's friend, is ahead 8% in the polls. Now, you have to understand the situation in Argentina. The government has controlled the corn price since 2001. They've controlled the currency since 2001. And they've instituted, of course, you know, they have a 35% export tax that goes on any commodities that go out of the country. So it's really tipped that country more toward beans, because beans are the only thing that they could figure out what they could really earn on, because the government was controlling it. Okay, so what does this mean? Well, he took out full page ads down in South America, down in Argentina, telling farmers to plant corn this year. See, they have no rotation down there, because it's been beans on beans on beans and just a little bit of corn in some areas. And so he's telling people, take out, you know, plant corn this year, get yourself into a rotation, because when I take over, I'm going to win on the 22nd. When I take over on the 10th of December, I am going to lift the government controls on corn. I am going to lift the government control on currency. Now, ultimately, what that does is, if he lifts the government control on currency, you know, you and I have talked over the years, Todd, about the black cave trading, you know, the black market for the U.S. dollar down there. That would immediately be equivalent to giving them a 30% reduction in export tax. Okay, in other words, it would devalue the peso that fast, and also reduce the export tax by 5%. So ultimately, what he's giving them is the equivalent of taking the export tax away completely. Okay, so if he does this, if he follows through, and it's very likely, you know, the third place candidate Can't give all of his winnings to anybody, but from what we understand, Marcy is his guy. That means that the estimate is somewhere between 129.6 million bushels, or billion bushels of beans, to 2 billion bushels of beans sitting down there. And so, you know, if you look at that, if those farmers don't take advantage of that, and even if the U.S. dollar would fall back, they're still going to be making so much more money on those beans. They're going to move. There's just no two ways about it. And I think that's something we have to be afraid of in a lot of ways, because if you look deeply into the USDA report, one of the things they talked about was they increased China's demand for beans by 1.5 million metric tons to 80.5 million metric tons. That's the equivalent of 2.96 billion bushels of beans coming from Brazil, Argentina, and then the U.S. Okay, and I believe they put it in there with a real purpose. It's not in alphabetical order. It's not anything else. I think it's because that is when you look at the currency exchange rate, that is where the logical places would be for them to source the additional beans. And so, you know, this was a very very interesting, you know, kind of a boring report in some respects, although the numbers were higher than we expected them to be. But it has a lot of things in underneath it that are saying to us as U.S. producers, we had better be on our best. And I think, you know, when you looked at yesterday's action, we've got a trucking strike going on. This was Monday's action. Trucking strike going on in Brazil, couldn't raise the market. We have a dock inspector strike that started. In other words, that's boat inspection, couldn't raise the market. Those are scary things. And why is that? That's because this perception and this reality is finally starting to come into the market. And I think that's why you saw them drop the average price from 915 down to 890, which is still not a terrible price. It's just one of those situations. CONAB came out today, announced that Brazil they expect them to produce 102 million metric tons of beans. That's 2 million higher than what the USDA had. And if you look at that in bushels, that's going from adding 169 million bushels, or 10% of our exports, to 241 million bushels, or 14.3% of our expected exports for this year. I mean, that is just, it's almost mind-boggling to think it can be done. But it can.
Thanks for recording early with me, Jackie.
Thank you, Todd. You have a great trip.
Jackie Vakes is with Stuart Peterson from Champaign County. Joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Our thanks to her for recording early yesterday, as I'm traveling at this hour, as you may well know, from here in Urbana-Champaign to Kansas City, Missouri, for the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention. We'll broadcast to you live from there tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. In the mean space, please do visit our website, willag.org. That's willag.org. There you'll find all of our agricultural programming, from the opening market report to the closing market report and everything in between. Posted not long, with the exception of today, because I'm not around to post it. After it airs on our radio stations, I'll get things up a little bit later this afternoon for both the mid-morning market report and the closing market report. And you can also purchase your tickets there for the Farm Assets Conference. That's coming up at the end of the month. The Farm Assets Conference, a great venue in Normal, Illinois, at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center, immediately following the Illinois Corn Growers Annual Meeting. That starts at 8 a.m. in the morning on Tuesday, the 24th day of November. That's the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving. Then at 10:30, we'll kick off our conference, but 9:30 a.m., the doors open, so come early and get yourself seated, and we'll get set for that. If you'd like your tickets, you can buy them right now at 800-898-1065. That's 800-898-1065, or online, willag.org, farmassetsconference.com. We don't send tickets out for this. We'll just take your name and we'll get you checked in at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. That's in Normal, Illinois, the 24th day of this month, the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving. By the way, you're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. We're coming up on the top of the hour. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.